From Kent Beck, Adaptive Radix Tree. This and the following chapters are from a forthcoming book, Adaptive Radix Tree, Sorted Maps for Fun and Profit. This tutorial assumes you're a Go programmer who's used MapKV and has reached for a sorted map at some point. Google, BTRE, Google, BTree, or one of the third-party Red-Black Tree libraries, and got a feel for the API. It does not assume you know what a try is or how an adaptive radix tree differs from one. Each chapter builds a working sorted map. Chapter 1 is the simplest imaginable try. Chapters 2 through 7 each add one decision: lazy expansion, path compression, smaller node types, polymorphism. By chapter 8, you can read the project's main art tree source as a known artifact rather than a wall of code. This chapter is just the primer, no go yet. A sorted map is a map, KVI, whose iteration order is the natural ascending order of KI, not insertion order or hash order. The operations are familiar. Put KV, R insert or replace, get K, V OK, delete K, remove if present, len, count range K from KTU, iterator in ascending key order. Two well-known data structures offer this API, hash maps with side indexes, e.g. MapKV, plus a sorted slice you maintain by hand. Lookups are O1, but every mutation costs ON on the slice or O log N on a heap, and the iteration order is whatever you paid to maintain. Self-balancing BSTs, red-black AVL, B-tree. Lookups, inserts, and deletes are O log N. Iteration is a tree walk. These compare keys as opaque blobs. Every comparison reads every byte of the key until it finds a difference. Tries take the third path. Don't compare keys. Walk them. A try, retrieval tree, traditionally pronounced try, is a tree where each edge is labeled with one element of the key, a byte in our case, and the path from root to a node is the prefix of every key reachable below it. There is no key comparison. Lookup reads the key byte by byte and follows the edge labeled with that byte. The tree was invented during the Cambrian data structure explosion. René de la Briandes, 1959, file searching using variable length keys, proceedings of the Western Joint Computer Conference, first published description of the structure. Edward Fredkin, 1960, Tri-Memory, Communications of the ACM 3-9, 490-499, coined the name try, pronounced try, from the middle syllable of retrieval. An ASCII picture of the keys, hello, 1, hi, 2, help, 3. Two consequences fall out for free. Sorted iteration is automatic. At each node, visit children in ascending byte order. The yielded keys appear in byte-wise sorted order with no comparisons and no balancing. Shared work for shared prefixes. A lookup of help and a lookup of hello traverse the same first four edges. The per byte cost depends on the key's shape, not on the size of the map. The honest trade-offs are equally direct. One node traversal per byte. A 16-byte key is 16 pointer dereferences down the tree. If the tree is bigger than your L1 cache, that 16 cache misses. A B tree comparing the same key against a few interior keys is fewer dereferences, but each comparison reads more bytes. The right answer depends on the workload, wasted nodes for sparse key sets. Every byte position where any key has a unique value gets its own node. If your keys are random 16-byte blobs, almost every level branches, and you pay for one inner node per byte per key. Chapter 1 makes this visible, and 33 MB to store 1,000 random 16-byte keys in the simplest possible try. The book is structured according to the principles of David Parnas and Paul Clements's 1986 paper, A Rational Design Process, How and Why to Fake It. The first chapter introduces a simple but slow implementation. Each of the seven succeeding chapters addresses the slowness of the previous chapter until we have the whole RT. Only full-sized nodes, Chapter 1. We build a whole working tree out of nodes that assume all 256 children are valid. Foreshadowing, this will turn out to be a useful disaster. Lazy expansion, Chapter 2. Stop allocating inner nodes along a tail with no siblings. Path compression, Chapter 3, let one node represent several consecutive bytes when none of them branch. Small node type, Chapter 4, stores up to 4 keys. Polymorphism, Chapter 5, we're going to add more node sizes, so why don't we make it easy? Make the hard change easy, then make the easy change. In between node types, Chapters 6 and 7, save space at the cost of computation by filling in nodes with up to 16 and then 48 keys. Of course, it's more interesting than a simple trade-off when space saving reduces memory pressure and thus saves time. Polish, Chapter 8, inline key buffers, embedded headers, a reused path buffer for range, allocations per key drop to roughly 1. By Chapter 8, the implementation is the same shape as the production art.tree in the parent package. You will have built it, decision by decision, and you will have measured what each decision was worth. Victor Leiss, Alphonse Kemper, and Thomas Neumann at the Technical University of Munich published The Adaptive Radix Tree first. Published as The Adaptive Radix Tree, Artful Indexing for Main Memory Databases at ICDE 2013. PDF, link in description onward to Chapter 1, where we build the disaster. Well, the naive, memory-wasteful version.